Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz on Wednesday as Craig Mish takes his day off to go sip some Mai Tais at the beach. We are right in the middle of the NFL season. The NBA season is about to their quarter pole. The NHL season underway. We're getting to the end of the college football season. Of course, all of you guys who have been with us every single day, we appreciate you. And we got lots going on tonight for our Wednesday headlines. Lakers at Bucks, you know, a potential finals matchup if either of these teams, you know, kind of gets their crap together, though the Lakers have been disappointing and the Bucks have been dealing with their own injury concerns. We got Wednesday night football, two more games of action. The top four remains the same in the college football playoff rankings. I have sworn off talking about college football after my Oklahoma Sooners lose. And Ducks center Ryan Getzlaff gets his 100th career point Tuesday night. What sticks out here for you, George? What is going to be on your TV tonight?
For me, it's always hockey, right? I'm going to be watching the hockey games tonight. I think it's TNT tonight. I think, by the way, I always feel bad for ESPN and TNT. Right, they get the hockey packages here. They're building up, doing a great job, by the way. And then everything that could go wrong has gone wrong with the Chicago Blackhawks, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and their scandals that have been going on there. Maybe that's why the Pittsburgh Penguins might be bought by the same people who own the Boston Red Sox there. But it'll be hockey tonight. There's not a big slate. That was last night. There's never a big slate on Wednesdays because the NBA has their bigger slate. I think, I don't know, they do it on purpose, but the NBA and NHL seem to alternate which nights they'll have their big slates.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get to talk about this on the show because we have so much over the next 2 days, but I wanted to talk about, again, because I'm hosting, Craig's not here. We get to talk about the Matic Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. I think they only play once every 5 years, the way that the schedule works out. And of course, you know, I grew up being a Dallas Cowboys fan. You're also a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I lived in Kansas City when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, when they drafted Mahomes, when Mahomes won the MVP, the whole deal. George, I don't know who I'm going to root for this week. I really don't, between the Chiefs and the Cowboys. Like, I feel like this game is really going to pull at my heartstrings. The only thing that I do not want to happen in this game is for it to suck, for it to be a 17-14 type affair where both teams are running the air out of the ball. That's the only result that I think that I don't want.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 17-14 might be your first quarter score. That sounds about right to me. I think there's lots of points coming in this game. I think both teams will move the ball. I want to think that Kansas City sort of fixed their problems. I'm not sure yet, but they look good against the Raiders. I think for Kansas City, Mahomes is finally taking what the defense was giving him. Nothing wrong with five-yard passes. Letting these guys run after the catch. Right, these guys can run. Let Hardman run. Let Tyreek Hill run. Kelsey looked healthy, and I think that was big too. I think something was up with Kelsey. I don't know what it was. I think something was bothering him, and he looked good here. So I think the Chiefs they looked good. You know, that being said, the Cowboys will be able to score on them also. I think points are coming here. I truly do here. I'll be rooting for the Cowboys. No doubt in my mind, I'm a Cowboy fan back there. If you look throughout the whole room, there's a million Cowboys memorabilia all over the place going back to Roger Staubach. So, yeah. Go Cowboys. That being said, I expect it's in Kansas City. I expect the Chiefs to win this game. If it was in Dallas, I'd probably feel the other way. Cowboy fan, you play the Chiefs on Sunday, the Raiders on Thanksgiving. I'll take 1-1. I'm not greedy. Give me, and I probably would rather have the Thanksgiving win. All right. I want to eat my turkey and be happy and not, Cowboys lost again. This sucks. You know, no, I want to eat my turkey, my stuffing, my potatoes, and then be a happy guy there. And my mom's great. She knows if you want me to eat at the table, you better either make it during halftime or before the game. right? Because if you're making it during the, I'll be watching the game. So my brother, by the way, we're both the same way. So if you want me to watch the game, you better be ready before the game, or you better time it just right for halftime.
I might, you know what? I might try to go to this game. It's you know, it's a nice little 3-hour drive for me in St. Louis. I might try to go to this game. You know, it feels like a pretty good one to go to. I mean, you know, I feel though, George, if I go, it's going to be a huge jinx, right? Then I am going to be willing the 17-14 game with Travis Kelce, you know, getting dinged up in the middle of it, and CeeDee Lamb's ankle hurting him. Like you know, if I buy tickets to go to this game, that I am going to end up jinxing. I think we're
now
also going to get Clair back in this game. What do you think happens when CH comes back? Do you think he gets his normal role, or do you think he's kind of in a 50-50 now with Darrell Williams?
Wow, about 60 degrees for this game. Maybe you should go.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of nice for Kansas City this time of year. Listen, I have Williams all over the place. So first off, I don't want CH to come back. I don't think I have him anywhere offhand. So I don't want him to come back. Williams, I think, has played very well here. He'll muddy the waters. I don't think he gets the starting job back. I think he'll muddy the waters where he will play something. I think Williams has done enough. He looked good last week. He made that great catch in the end zone, and they finally used him out of the backfield. I kind of like what I've seen from Williams here. I think they'll use CEH, but I think, like I said, I think it'll be muddied. Maybe a 60-40 split somewhere around there, enough to drive us all crazy, whether or not you have CEH or Williams. No one will be happy.
Yeah, and then you know the other part of this is that they never really run at the goal line anyway, so you're not really expecting getting a ton of touchdowns from them regardless. So like, you know, they get to the 5-yard line and they're trying to pass the ball to somebody, right? You know,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rather throw to Noah Gray, their backup tight end, then hand off to the running back. Everyone, we're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, I will be rejoined by our producer, Brett Levy, to take a look at our 11-game slate in NBA DFS tonight on FanDuel. See you guys back in a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined in this segment by Brett Levy, giving George Kurtz a little bit of a break as we head over to talk about NBA DFS tonight on FanDuel. We have a pretty juicy 11-game slate coming for us, dealing with some injuries. Of course, Luka Doncic not going to be playing for the Dallas Mavericks. That's a pretty big one. The Cleveland Cavaliers rotation is very thin without Evan Mobley and Jarrett Allen. So, Brett, let's take a look at your backcourt here for DFS tonight on FanDuel.
Yeah, so I'm starting off with Sacramento, who I've liked a lot this week. They started off their week with Detroit, Davis. So De'Aaron Fox will be in my lineup tonight. He's one of my guys. I mention him probably almost every time he has a game. Him, DeJounte Murray, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are guys who I think outperform their price points. So both Shai and De'Aaron Fox will be in my backcourt. Shai's cousin, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, also makes my cut. So I got the Canadian cousins, the Alexander family, well represented in my DFS lineup here. Nickeil will start again for New Orleans. They have Brandon Ingram back, so I'm sure some of his shots might be taken by Brandon Ingram, but I still like Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He's a good player, plays big minutes, and is a key part of what they do offensively. And it's our last game probably without LeBron James Davis, but Talen Horton-Tucker's been back and he's played pretty well for the Lakers. So at $5,200, I'm gonna roll the dice with THT and hope he can produce for me tonight. Last game without LeBron. He's expected to be back for Friday night. So we'll see what happens with the Lakers rotation moving forward. But tonight, I think you can rely on Talen Horton-Tucker.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Talen Horton-Tucker. I think that is it's a very solid price for him. He's been pretty productive in this starting lineup. Lots of high volume shooting guards here with Fox, SGA, and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. All of those guys love to pour in the points. I definitely would make a note that the Dallas Mavericks guys in the backcourt are all going to be pretty strong options without Luka Doncic. We have Jalen Brunson, Tim Hardaway Jr., Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, and they actually might do the thing that we see happen all the time, whereas a guy goes from being kind of like the ninth man to being the starter, so the rest of the rotation can stay the same, and we might see Frankie Smokes, Frankie, I have no idea how to say his last name, Frankie N, we call him. I think that he probably, well, not probably, I think he's got a chance to start, and if he does, he's sitting there at 3,600 and is going to be a pretty strong value, but I like our options there in the backcourt. So let's move to the front court. Run me through your five front court starters here.
And Davis, I'm sure Trey Burke could also find his way into the lineup for the Mavericks as well. So there are lots of Mavs, which is a little murky for me, which is why I stayed away. But you're right; those guys will be priced down. And then in the front court, I'm looking at Sadiq Bey, who his numbers have really jumped since the Olynyk injury. I honestly thought Jeremy Grant would be getting more minutes, but it looks like they're keeping Grant's minutes pretty much the same as what they were before. And Sadiq Bey is getting like the backup 4 minutes. So he's played really well. He's a player I love coming out of Villanova. He was really good last year. Kind of a slow start to start the season, but he has ramped up a lot. Cheyshawn Tate's just a big minutes guy for the Houston Rockets, and I'm pretty sure the Rockets play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, so he should have plenty of opportunity to score and do some damage there. Harrison Barnes, again, sticking with my Kings, Davis. I don't know. I like the Kings for some reason this week. I think they have good matchups. And look, I think the Kings were a team that have some question marks. They started out the year really hot, maybe came back to earth a little bit, and now they're trying to prove that that hot start is really more who they are than that cold, whatever you want to call their last 8 or so games. Wendell Carter going up against the Knicks is a good matchup. Julius Randle, well, not just Julius Randle, the Knicks starters have been really bad over the last few games. It's actually been the Knicks bench that's been their better five. So Wendell Carter going up against the bulk of his minutes against the starters, I like that. And Montrezl Harrell at 7,700 literally took up the rest of my money, so I saw no other reason to go to anyone else. And look, Montrezl Harrell's been playing pretty well for the Washington Wizards, and I'm hoping that hot streak continues, Davis.
So some of these options, I really like the Wendell Carter one. He has been phenomenal this year. I think Sadiq Bey is a little bit underrated. I think there are some other pretty strong power forward options. I mean, we have Dean Wade, who probably is going to have to play 30 minutes tonight against the Brooklyn Nets, maybe even more than that. He's almost minimum priced at 3,600. No idea why Isaiah Stewart is listed at power forward and not at center. I mean, you've never seen a more center guy in the NFL than Beef Stew. Isaiah Stewart, I think he looks like a pretty strong option there as well. Wanted to throw out another guy to you in that Houston Rockets Oklahoma City matchup, but Christian Wood is priced at 7,300 against Oklahoma City. Doesn't this seem like a great matchup for him? You know, going up against James Robinson, Earl, and Darius Bazley are the guys playing center right now. Derek Favors not playing for Oklahoma City at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely think Christian Wood is more than usable tonight, to your point, Davis. I think what I ended up doing here is I try and max out my budget for this segment just to see how many, quote unquote, top tier guys I can fit into the lineup. And we always wait for injury news too. So this is a little bit of a fluid lineup. Yesterday I had Terrence Mann in here, for instance, but obviously he did not make my actual lineup. So there's some moving parts. Christian Wood could find his way in if I, get closer to 7 o'clock tonight and really just decide, you know what, I'm better off with Wood in there than a Harrison Barnes or than a Montrezl Harrell. So I guess you're right. Definitely a good option for us to look at there. And look, Christian Wood, probably their number two scoring option in Houston, maybe behind the rookie Jalen Green. So I think he'll have plenty of shot attempts tonight.
Yeah. All right. So then answer me this before we move on from this segment. Looking at our high price guys, who is your favorite play out of Giannis, Kat, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and James Harden? Those are the guys priced $10,000 or higher on FanDuel. Which one of them is your favorite?
Giannis does so much, and he can also contribute with the block shots, the steals. Look, he's going to shoot a really high percentage because he takes so many paint looks. And I mean, the whole offense runs through him. With Karl-Anthony Towns, he is splitting time with Anthony Edwards, with primary ball handlers as well. Then with Harden, I guess, you could say he is the primary ball handler, but Kevin Durant is who the offense runs through. Giannis is the guy, Davis. So I would definitely, if you're going to spend up for a guy, it would definitely be Giannis for me.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis has been phenomenal. And also, on top of that, the Lakers defense has just been a mess. And they, especially with no LeBron James, what are you going to do? Like, I don't think you really want Anthony Davis to defend Giannis, because then in that situation, you are left with Anthony Davis potentially picking up foul trouble. And also, he's going to have to work his butt off on the defensive end, which is going to limit his ability to contribute on offense. So, going to be I think, a prime matchup here for Giannis. So I am with you on that. If you guys want some help with NBA DFS, the tools, projections, optimizer, all that stuff.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Is free over on dailyroto.com. All you need to do, just register with your email address and you get access to all of that stuff. We're going to go ahead and wrap up, head to break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. And George is going to return to discuss some running backs with me in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Before we get in to discussing some of the running back situations in the NFL, need to remind everyone to follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. You can also follow us on Instagram for some video updates from the programming here on the network. We know, of course, you guys are not going to be able to watch 18 hours of live programming a day. So when you're on the go, look, all of us are addicted to Twitter. I'm on Twitter during on the break. George is on Twitter during the break. We're all on Twitter all the time. So make sure that you're following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV to get updates on all of our content and the best injury news, notes, and updates, line movements, all of that good stuff at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. George, we need to change our tune from NBA in the last segment. We're going to take a look at some of the running back question marks and what we can do for our fantasy football teams this week. And we're going to begin with Elijah Mitchell, who, to be honest, has been just a total stud this year in fantasy. He's fifth in the NFL in rushing yards per game. He had 27 rushing attempts against San Francisco. He had five receptions against Arizona. 18 for 137 and a touchdown against Chicago, 18 for 107 and a touchdown against Indianapolis. He suffered a broken finger on Monday Night Football. So just right from the bat, do we think Elijah Mitchell can play, and will we play him if he's active with the broken finger?
You know, first of all, I keep looking at that image we have up there, Elijah Mitchell, and it looks like he fumbled the football every time. There's a football on the ground between his legs, and it's driving me insane. I keep looking up. Is that ball fumbled? No, he's got it. That would be my biggest worry. One of my worries, though, if he is playing, maybe he's going to fumble a time or two. Now, they're saying today, I was reading it during the break here, that, you know, Shanahan thinks he can practice today, more or less tomorrow and Friday. So I still think they're going to play cautious with him. I don't see any reason why you need to push him. You're playing, I know they're playing a bad team. It was a Jacksonville. You're playing a bad team. You should be able to beat him. Jeff Wilson's a, we know he can play. Anybody can seem to be able to play running back in this system except Trey Sermon. All right. So I'm a little worried here. I'm probably getting more. I'm going to get more and more worried about this because I think people are going to spend a decent amount of money on Jeff Wilson and Fab tonight. And maybe it is still going to be Mitchell. Maybe they are going to push him for this. Maybe Shanahan is going to say, the injury's no big deal. He'll be fine. You know, they'll put the cast on it. He'll have to carry the ball on the other hand. Yes, stiffing arm will be a problem. I guess bracing himself when he falls to the ground could be a problem. I think it's going to be a tough choice. I think they are going to play him. But I just think as the game goes on here, it's going to be the Wilson show more and more here. I think if I had a choice between the two, I'm still starting Wilson over Mitchell.
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty close. I think obviously Jeff Wilson Jr. would be playing the passing downs because if Eli Mitchell comes out there with the claw, right? You know, he's got that big claw, and it's probably going to be pretty hard for him to play in the passing game. But if I remember correctly, we've seen running backs play through these injuries in the past, right? You know, where they have that club on their hand because I guess they can. I don't know. It feels difficult. So if you really have a broken finger, I feel like it's probably pretty hard to play. But I think Eli Mitchell also knows how precarious his position is, you know, right? Because Trey Sermon could play. Jamichael Hasty could play, I guess, with this ankle injury. So I think he is going to try to be active in this game. And I honestly think against Jacksonville, you can probably start both of the 49ers running backs because there should be enough touches and enough carries to go around. So moving now to the New England Patriots backfield, Damian Harris was not able to play on Sunday, did not clear the concussion protocol. Ramondre Stevenson did clear the concussion protocol. He did go through team workthroughs, walkthroughs on Tuesday. So I think that would indicate he would be active. Now, my question is, did Ramondre play so well in that game against the Browns that he has earned a timeshare with Damian Harris? What are your thoughts on the Patriots backfield?
So you want me to play the New England Patriots guessing game at running back? Is that what we're going with here? No, yes. I refuse to play this game. I've just been going on 20 years now, and you're wrong much more than you're right with this. Do I think Stevenson earned the right? Yes, I do. Does Bill Belichick believe that? I have no freaking idea. We've seen this before where running backs have one big week. The week before, all of a sudden, they're on the back of a milk carton the next week. Right? You never know with Bill because he doesn't care about egos. He doesn't care about making nice. What he cares about are winning football games. If he thinks Stevenson gives his team the best chance to win Thursday night against the Falcons, then Stevenson plays. If he thinks it's Brandon Bolden, then it'll be Brandon Bolden. If he thinks it's J.J. Taylor, it'll be Taylor. If Harris is practicing, which he is, by the way, from concussion, he clears and he thinks it's Harris, it'll be Harris. You just never know with Bill. It's what makes him a great coach. He doesn't care about your ego. If he doesn't think you have a type of running back that's going to help you win, then you're not going to play, or you're not going to play as much, or your role will be limited, whatever it might be here. So generally, I do not like playing this game. That being said, if you're asking me to pick, right now it's Stevenson. It is. With Harris, I don't know if he's going to play. He's limited in practice yesterday. I think he'll practice a little bit more today, and then we'll see. You know, but if he's cleared, then yeah, I'm going to be a little worried here. I love the matchup. I think New England can do whatever they want in this game, but I just don't know what Bill's going to do.
Yeah, I think probably the path to Ramondre and Damian both being usable in fantasy is Brandon Bolden snaps going down, right? So if Brandon Bolden is still playing, you know, on passing down, still getting a little bit of work in the red zone, then there's probably not enough meat on the bone. But look, I mean, Brandon Bolden is 32 years old. He's been a special teamer pretty much his entire career. I don't really see why he would need to play for the New England Patriots, especially in this game against the Falcons, where I think they're going to be able to run the ball a ton. So if you had Damian Harris this week, I think you're going to feel confident in starting him coming back. The question mark would be Ramondre. And to be honest, I mean, it does feel like a pretty good spot for Ramondre here against the Falcons, who are, you know, they're just not very good. They just get steamrolled. Like, I mean, that game against the Cowboys was one of the all-time, like, least competitive games I've ever seen. They were the Falcons were trying to run the clock out and just get back on the bus in the second quarter. I think had the referees come up to Arthur Smith and to Matt Ryan and said, "Do you guys just want to forfeit this game?" I'm pretty sure they would have just forfeited. I'm pretty sure they would have just went back into the locker room and just quit because there was no point. Which brings us to Cordarrelle Patterson, who hurt his ankle in that game against the Dallas Cowboys. Apparently, it was a high ankle sprain. So I think I would be pretty surprised if he ends up playing on Thursday. I think that fantasy gamers should probably be planning on not having the services of Cordarrelle Patterson in their lineup. I think it is probably going to be Mike Davis and Wayne Gallman. What do you think about this Falcons backfield situation for Thursday night?
I read it the same way as you. I don't have really anything to add here. I think they said it's a high ankle, which generally is 4 to 6 weeks, by the way. And they're not calling him a game time decision. I think this is gamesmanship. You know, I think that's all that's going on here. They're just playing games with New England. He might play, but we don't expect him to play. Listen, Patterson's been Superman this year, right? I mean, you can make an argument he's the fantasy MVP of what he's done. No one saw this coming, and maybe he can heal. He heals quicker than anybody else, and he plays tomorrow night. But even if he does play, I don't think I'd be all that comfortable with starting him anyway, because I would be worried that, you know, he injures that ankle first series, and that's it for the game here, and you're done. So I think I'm sitting him no matter what here, but I think he'll be an inactive.
Yeah, I think he probably will. So my question to you is, you know, if they don't go, would you start Gallman? What is your statistical expectation for Gallman?
Well, we're both expecting New England to win this game, right? And probably win it kind of easy. You know, then again, it's been a weird year. Whenever we expect this, all of a sudden Atlanta will play great and they'll cover. Well, they'll even win the game. It is in Atlanta. I think Gallman is usable in certain leagues, but once again, you only have two teams on bye. I mean, you could be an Aaron Jones owner and you have no choice here. But I think you'll need a touchdown to get double digits. Yeah, without that, yeah. I think you're looking at 5-6 points.
Yeah, I think you are right. Okay, last backfield situation. We touched on it a little bit earlier. We got the Kansas City Chiefs against our Cowboys. CH is likely coming back from his MCL sprain from week 5. Andy Reid said he's got a pretty good chance to play this Sunday versus the Cowboys. Look, if you have CH, George, I think you just have to start him and just hope that he scores. But the other more interesting question is, if you've been getting these amazing performances out of Darryl, do you think you can start both of them kind of in an Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard type thing where we expect both of them to get some work?
Oh, man. Like I said, I think it's still going to – if I had a choice, I still want Williams. You know, I think they're going to work in CEH slowly, even if he does get in there, which is no guarantee he is. Andy Reid did mention today that they want to see how he performs in practice first before they make any decisions. I think what Reid's telling you is, Williams played pretty well. I'm in no rush. You know, if it ain't broke, why fix it? That sort of thing. If he looks great in practice, fine. If he's not, well, he's not healthy. He's not playing. You know, that sort of thing here. I'd rather have Williams over CEH. Do I think eventually they could be used both? Sure, but that's tough. I mean, Cowboys have had Pollard and Zeke together for, what, 3-4 years now? So they know how to integrate these guys. I don't know, can Reid do this on the fly? You know, they didn't know what they had in Williams 3 weeks ago before the injury. Right? We were all worried, oh, my God, what's going to happen now? You know, it ended up being that Williams, pretty good in this offense. So now can they integrate it right away? Are they going to go with the hot hand? Is Williams going to – CH going to be the secondary guy and you sort of eat the pick they made in them? So much goes into this. There's a lot of ego that goes into it as well. Can you admit that, maybe I made a mistake drafting CEH? Or are you going to try and plug him in over and over again? I think this week you want Williams over Hilaire. I don't think they'll integrate all that well.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a situation that I think looks obvious in retrospect.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games. All absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Respect, but unfortunately, you know, we can't see the future, so we can't know. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, everyone's favorite programming on broadcast TV, Fantasy or Reality.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. We're about to get to Fantasy Reality, but George, I want you to help me with an internal debate I'm having. You know, I just realized that the Cowboys, my youth favorite team, playing against my, you know, adult life favorites. It's hard for me to decide who's my favorite team, honestly. But, you know, I just realized they're playing in Kansas City. Theoretically, I could go. I don't really want to go, right? You're out, you know, I guess it's not going to be cold, but I got to drive and you got to park. And I don't, you've probably never been to Arrowhead, but it's like the worst parking situation of any major stadium ever. It takes like 2 hours to get in and out. I don't really want to go, but I feel like I should go. I'm getting like FOMO for not going. So I need to know, do you have these internal debates with yourself where it's like, you know, I feel like a younger, funner version of me would have been there for sure, but I really just like getting a good 8 hours of sleep.
Yes, I have debates with myself all the time. This is a tough one because, as you said, your two favorite teams, Kansas City, Dallas. That's first thing when you brought it up. I'm like, I wonder what the temperature is going to be like. 60 degrees. I'm like, oh wow, it's sort of tempting you to go, but 3 hours to drive there, that might be a little bit out of my range there. I would probably wouldn't go, get a better view. I don't know what kind of tickets you could get anyway, but you get a better view at home here and what the comforts of home. And by the way, I don't care what the parking is like at Arrowhead, how terrible it is. I will raise you MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. I can't see it being worse than that. I mean, I won't go there anymore. You can't pay me to go.
I've been to MetLife Stadium. It's not worse. It's not worse. I guarantee.
Then I'm never going to Arrowhead either.
Yeah, Kansas City is worse because MetLife, you can take the subway. You can get an Uber out of MetLife. Like, you know, they have an organized, like, you know, they have it by your name and you go get an alphabetical order. That's what I did. I got an Uber. I promise you, Arrowhead is worse than MetLife, which seems like it should be impossible.
I've had people offer me free tickets to Giants Cowboys and I won't go. Just not going. Last time I went to MetLife, probably 10 years ago, and I swear to God, I just got back home about a week ago. It's awful. It's not even New York City that, you know, that's the problem. It's just getting out of that freaking, it's like one road in, one road. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Who designed this place? You know, it's like, oh, so no, that place, maybe it's gotten better. It couldn't have gotten worse, but I will not go back to MetLife. No, thank you. No way, no how.
You know, I mean, if I come out to New York for Sports Grid related things, I would go to MetLife again. But we also stayed in a hotel right next to the stadium, so that made getting there, you know, just incrementally easier. But it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Fantasy or Reality with Brett Levy.
All right, guys. Well, we're starting off with baseball today because yesterday the Toronto Blue Jays extended or re-signed Jose Berrios, But they have a Cy Young candidate who is also a free agent, Robbie Ray. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The Blue Jays were smart to prioritize Jose Berrios over Robbie Ray. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Well, I think first thing I might push back on this a little bit. Did they prioritize Berrios over Ray, or was Berrios more willing to sign right away? Now, this sounds like a large contract, $131 million over 7 years. It only comes out, let's try and speak English. It only comes out to $18.7 million a year. That is not much for a starting pitcher. Not much at all. So I was actually surprised that they got him for this, I'll call it cheap, at $18.7 million. So I think that's why he signed quickly, because they got, that's why they signed him quickly, because they got a good bargain on him. Listen, Berrios is not an ace. He really, in a playoff series, he's a number two starter, not a number one. But still, he's a pitcher you'd like to have, and he pitched well in Toronto, which is saying something, because Toronto is one of the best hitters ballparks in the major leagues. And the Blue Jays, they don't need outstanding starting pitching. They need good starting pitching. With that lineup, Guerrero, Bichette, I don't know where Semien is, if he's going to resign there, but they have him. Teoscar Hernandez, Lourdes Gurriel, go on and on with this team. They can mash. I love this signing for the Blue Jays. I think they did a very good job here. So I'll say yes, reality, that they did a very smart move. I don't know if they prioritized him or not, but smart move in signing him, period. That being said, it'd be nice. And this is not a small market team. They can go out and sign Ray and Semien too if they want. Get Ray also. But I think he's going to cost more.
Yeah, I hope that they get a deal done with Robbie Ray, because I like the Blue Jays, but I do not think this is smart. I think that if, as worded, this is true, that the team would rather have Jose Berrios than Robbie Ray. I mean, I guess in one way it's smart, because they traded for Jose Berrios, and so that makes good on their trade. So, it wasn't just a rental acquisition. It was someone that they used, someone that they're going to have on their team for the next 5 years. And as George said, it's like a very team friendly contract too. It's not a crazy amount of money that they use to lock in his services for the next 5 years. But Robbie Ray is a way better starting pitcher. And Craig and I, last offseason, I mean, we argued about Robbie Ray. I was telling him the whole time, I love Robbie Ray. If he ever is able to get the walks under control, he's going to have a crazy good season. He finally, for the first time in his career, did get the walks under control. The strikeouts were always good, but when you give up home runs and you walk guys, it's a problem. But it's not really that big of a problem in today's Major League Baseball to give up home runs, because every starting pitcher gives up home runs. You can give up a home run per start as long as they're one-run home runs, right? That's like the Max Scherzer thing. Max Scherzer gives up loads of home runs, but he doesn't let anybody on base. He either strikes them out or he just does not give any free passes. And so I am team Robbie Ray over Jose Berrios. So to me, this is going to be a fantasy, Brad.
All right. Well, our next question, Davis, we're going over to the NFL, where the Ravens released Le'Veon Bell yesterday. So we have to ask, and Davis, we'll start with you. We have seen the last of Le'Veon Bell in the NFL. Is this a fantasy or reality?
I'm tempted to say that this is a reality, but I mean, we live in a world where 36-year-old Adrian Peterson is still on a team. And I guess to be fair to Le'Veon Bell, he looks decent as a member of the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, he had a couple key rushes in their win 2 weeks ago. They had a 4th-and-1 rush where he gained like 11 yards and was like dragging a defender. So I think probably, he'll latch on if the Tennessee Titans signed him, wouldn't really be that surprising, if the Houston Texans brought him in or something. I think probably we will see Le'Veon Bell on one more team. I think he's probably got one more stint, whether it be with a team later this season George, I was telling you last week, we keep hearing about Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson keeps signing with all these practice squads. Like, I think we'll probably see Le'Veon Bell get signed at least one more time and probably get on the field one more time before the end of him. So I will say that this is a fantasy as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think, once again, there'll be a team out there that needs a running back for whatever reason. Maybe it's the Green Bay Packers, Lewis Jones, for a couple of weeks, and they'll sign him. and say, hey, you know, just be our backup, be our third string, whatever it might be. He didn't look great with Baltimore, 2.7 yards a rush there. Did have a couple of touchdowns, but he didn't look awful. He looked like he still had something left. That being said, in the you know, the image that you're seeing, he's wearing number 17. Well, what a coincidence. That was his last good year in the NFL, 2017. All right, so it's been a long time since this guy has been any kind of productive, but he's only 29. You know, I get the only way he doesn't play again is if he's like, you know what, I got enough money, I don't need this aggravation, I'm done. You know, if that's the way he feels, sure, then he won't play again. But assuming that he wants to play, there'll be an opportunity. You know, there'll be injuries, there always are. Someone will take him on, thinking they have something, a flat, you know, oh my God, he'll give us a couple of good games, he'll be the Le'Veon Bell of old. Not going to happen, but someone will pick him up.
All right. Our last one, huge news in the celebrity world yesterday, as Adele announced she is dating NBA super agent Rich Paul. Rich Paul, really famously as LeBron James's agent, George. So I'll start with you for this one. Adele and Rich Paul will make it. Their love will make it. We love love here. And George, this is a fantasy or reality?
We love love here. Oh, isn't that nice? We're going to rebrand the show to that too. Brett Levy and the terrible New York Jets, and we love love. That'll be our tagline from now on. Are they going to make it? Listen, just play the odds. No, right? I know she does have, she has an ex-husband too. I think I read something yesterday. She still trusts him so much. Good for her. Celebrity couples, I'm sure their rate of not making it is even worse than the general population, which is not the greatest rate either here. So I'll say it's fantasy. I'm just playing the numbers here. I don't even know who Rich Paul is, by the way. If you would have asked me who Rich Paul is before this, I would have had no clue who he is. I don't recognize him. Famous agent. Who knows agents other than Scott Boras anyway? So no, I'll say it's fantasy. I'm just playing the odds here. Odds are says they won't. I think fantasy couples are even lower odds. I mean, come on. A lot of these people get divorced like 3.5 weeks later. It's like, makes me laugh. What's going on here? You got married. You're getting divorced so quickly. Yeah, you really knew each other very well here. No, fantasy, they won't make it.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be a fantasy. I mean, you know, these Hollywood power couples, like, I feel like it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe they found something special, but a big reason why relationships stay together in normal life is like financial reasons, right? Lots of people cannot afford the financial ramifications of divorce. They're for a normal middle-class person living in the United States, there's not really more of a disastrous financial outcome than a divorce, right? You lose a bunch of your assets, your house and your things like that keep you financially sound, get just totally destroyed in a divorce, and you lose all that value and you have to split that value. And that stuff just does not matter for rich people, right? Like, Adele gonna be just fine, Rich Paul gonna be just fine. So I'm gonna say fantasy here. Like, I do know who Rich Paul is. That's LeBron's buddy. I do know who Adele is, who looks far different. She lost a ton of weight, did her thing, which I guess is a lot easier to do if you're a celebrity with a nutritionist and a private chef and all that stuff. Have you ever cared about a celebrity relationship, George? Is there any celebrity relationship that ever registered on your scale? I'm gonna assume no.
I mean, I guess, what was it, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt might have registered a little bit back in the day. You know, I think they dated now, but no, what do I care about celebrities and their relationships? I'm sure they don't care about mine. So no, just entertain me. That's what I care about. I guess if a sports person, if I, you know, had them in a fantasy team, don't take that bad relationship out onto the field. I need you to still play well, that sort of thing. But no, I don't think I ever truly cared.
Yeah, I just, you know, they're like, I tend to know who lots of celebrities are because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I have seen a lot of movies in my life. But when Brett sneaks these in here, these celebrity relationships, I can't ever really bring myself to care all that much. I'm thinking, the one that I always find fascinating is the Kanye relationships, because he's just such an interesting fellow. But that is neither here nor there. Everyone, we are going to run.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
To break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. That was Fantasy Reality. And when we return, we'll be ending the show with the Sports Grid 60. See you back in a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our final segment here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz, ending our show with what we like to call the Sports Grid 60.
All right. Usually I like to use this little segment here to complain about something. Was it Negative Ned that Brett Levy called me? Not today. Today I'm here to celebrate. I am here to celebrate the Detroit Lions. They have gone two straight weeks without a loss. Two straight weeks without a loss for the Detroit Lions, a team that's, you know, biting ankles and biting kneecaps. The head coach cries during interviews here. Two straight weeks without a loss. Granted, they haven't won. One was a bye week and a tie. But, you know, for Detroit Lions fans, you got to take what you can get here. Two straight weeks without a loss. Congratulations. Maybe you could tie again when you play Cleveland and Cleveland this week, or you play Chicago at home on Thanksgiving Day. But congratulations to Detroit Lions fans.
Yeah, big time congratulations to one of the worst football teams I've ever seen play, who is now probably going to have Tim Boyle what a mess. So, you know, we've been talking a lot this NFL season, scoring's down, the Chiefs are having a tough time, the Bills are having a tough time, and a lot of the film nerds have been saying it's because of teams just playing cover two deep safeties, five defensive backs, and you say the safeties, you're never leaving your side of the field, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, if you want to beat us, you got to throw over the middle of the field, you got to throw into tight windows. What I'm asking for Cowboys, Chiefs, let's call a truce, right? No cover two. No cover two in this game. The safeties, you got to come up in the box. You got to move. You got to make a play. Absolutely no one on this earth wants to watch a 17-14 Cowboys-Chiefs game. I don't think Dak wants to watch it. I don't think Andy Reid or Mike McCarthy or Kellen Moore wants to watch it. Let's call a truce. No cover two this weekend in the NFL. Everyone, thank you very much to Brett for helping out. Thanks to everyone over at LTN. Thank you to George. I will back tomorrow with Craig Mish. Everyone have a nice day. Great.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming odds.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.